Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Transformation Affirmation Series. I'm Tim McCartney Snape, and this is Transformation Affirmation 4, Genevieve Salter's Transformation. What Genevieve will be describing here, and others will be describing throughout this Transformation Affirmation Series, is their particular experience of the exhilaration and wonder of being transformed to a state free of the human condition. To best appreciate this presentation, I would urge you to listen to the podcast of Prue Westbrook's affirmation, which is Transformation Affirmation 1, or read the written version of this affirmation if you haven't already, because they begin with a very good summary by biologist Jeremy Griffith on how understanding the human condition finally allows the whole human race to be transformed from a horrible human condition-stricken existence to a fabulous life free of all the agony of that state. We also urge you to watch the video of this presentation at some point because it captures more fully this wonder and exhilaration of the transformed state. Also, images are often used to help illustrate what the presenter is saying, and they are obviously best viewed. So here's Genevieve's transformation affirmation.
My name is Genevieve Salter and I'm 34 years old and I've been involved in what was the Foundation for Humanity's Adulthood is now the World Transformation Movement since I was 17. So that's a long time, you can do the maths on that. But I suppose when I first came across these ideas, the thing that was just so exciting and thrilling for me was understanding the human condition, and for a 17-year-old girl, I mean, that was just, it was so exciting. It was just like being drunk on knowledge all the time and always coming across new concepts and new explanations for things. That was just, yeah, a really, really, really thrilling time. And I suppose the reason I'm saying that is because I'm about to talk about this terrifying issue of self, or terrifying for me anyway, but that initial understanding the human condition was just so exciting, and I had a ball discovering all these things. And my parents were quite religious at that time, so the idea that I could understand religion and understand God was just incredible, just so exciting. But I suppose eventually what happens is that that's what I sort of refer to as the human condition without. You're looking at the world and it's making sense, and you know that you're in a world full of people that don't understand the human condition, and you have understanding of that, and that's just so exciting. So that's the human condition without. You look at people around you and you can make sense of that, and you can make sense of what's happening in the world, and why all the greed and selfishness and devastation. And being able to make sense of the human condition without was incredibly relieving. But gradually the information also makes you look at the human condition within yourself. And looking at the human condition within yourself is something that, yeah, I didn't really want to have to do. But it was really only a friend of mine at the time that encouraged me to sort of hang in there and just settle down and look at this, look at what you're involved in, and which I did. And I mean, for me, the fundamental thing is that I knew that Jeremy Griffith had solved the human condition, that these ideas made sense of everything that I can see around me. And so I know from that he's coming off a selfless base, off a base of trying to help humanity and therefore me. And that's and from there I could sort of absorb I guess that the realities of who I am. Like I was 17 or 18 years old, and I'm a woman, so I have my sort of version of the human condition, or my resigned strategy that I took up, was fundamentally, I guess, about reinforcement for my object self, and that was a very important thing, a very preoccupying thing for me, that reinforcement, and it ruled my whole world. And I had a lot, I know I had a lot of pain in my childhood, and that's not to say that my parents didn't love me as much as they could, given the realities of the human condition. That's just a reality of growing up with the human condition. I suppose having sort of knowing that you're just a part of this 2 million year journey, you have your version of the human condition just like everybody else does, and you're defended in that, and you no longer have to live through reinforcement that you can get to prove your self-worth, because this information does that for you. It explains that humans are good, and that means me too. And that was an incredibly relieving realization, I think, and that's led to an incredible transformation, because I remember feeling that sense of freedom and no longer having to just live for reinforcement, prove my self-worth, and the feeling of relief of no longer having to live like that anymore. And then almost instantaneously at the same time being drenched in this feeling of excitement about the potential of this information for the future and what it can do for the world. If I can be free of that need and that preoccupation, that need to prove myself, then what does that mean for the rest of humanity? And if you're not preoccupied with self, you've got so much energy and room inside yourself and love to help dedicate to the planet and to humanity and to getting other people to understand these ideas. And that was sort of, that just instantly became my focus. I want people to understand and know about these ideas. I want to be able to help support these ideas so that they get to the rest of the world. And that means a future free of the human condition, and that is just such an exciting concept. And so living for that future is really all I do. That's what my life's about, and it's all I care about, and it's just so exciting and fulfilling and meaningful. So coming from a completely lost, hurt, alienated, attention-seeking little girl to someone that's so excited about the future and has a meaningful life and feels that like they can contribute to something real and that knows herself, I suppose, is so exciting. But the main thing for me is that future potential, that freedom that the humans have got to look forward to now. And that's all.
That was Genevieve Salter. You've been listening to Transformation Affirmation 4, which you can read and watch by clicking on the Read Affirmation button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where the Transformation Affirmations can be found alongside the Freedom Essays. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. You can also read much more on the transformation made possible by the explanation of the human condition in Part 3 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 9 of Freedom. And please remember that you can become a WTM member and receive personal access to a current WTM member, which will allow you to discuss any aspect of this life-transforming understanding of human existence. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.